You're listening to Entering the Sea of Wisdom with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the Shefa Podcast Network. Join Rabbi Joey as he presents the Torah of the Tzaddik, Rabbi Yitzhak Meir Morgenstern Shlita, focusing on a new conceptual and therapeutic aspect of his teachings every week.
Okay, so Bezras Hashem, we're continuing tonight with our weekly shiur on the Torah of the Goyin and the Tzaddik, Rabbi Yitzhak Meir Morgenstern Shlita. And this week, Baruch Hashem, I was in the Beis Medrash on Thursday, so I was able to get the new level of printout, which is much shorter. It's like 8 pages. It contains a powerful punch. It's not the 90-page kuntres, but it took me a while to start learning the shorter kuntresim because I'm very loyal to the older kuntres. But once the older kuntres started sending out the newer kuntres also, I figured it was okay to learn the newer kuntres as well. But we're going to learn a piece which is simple, but it's something that is nogeya ad hanefesh for me. And that's generally where the Torah I'm looking for comes from, the one that speaks to me. But this is an inyan that all tzaddikim carry, but especially the Rebbe, as I've been told and experienced a little bit of, that the Ahavas Yisrael that is needed by the tzaddikim is not simply a Mida Tova that comes along with other Midos Tovos, but it is a fundamental prerequisite to the other elements that the tzaddikim are bringing down. Ahavas Hashem, Ahavas HaTorah, and Ahavas Yisrael. They are a Chut HaMeshulish that cannot be detached from one another. One who has an Ahavas HaTorah and one who has an Ahavas Hashem without an Ahavas Yisrael, it's a pegam, or it's a clear sign to stay away from the Ahavas HaTorah and Ahavas Hashem of a tzaddik like that. A tzaddik, the job of a tzaddik to a certain degree is to be the defendant of Klal Yisrael. Without Klal Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu taught us this inyan more powerfully than anyone, because Moshe Rabbeinu is the shorish of all tzaddikim, and he's the continuation of all tzaddikim as well. The imno mecheninam mesifrecha, erase me from this book. Without Klal Yisrael, I'm nothing. The entire tachlis of my existence, as Moshe Rabbeinu, is Klal Yisrael. And therefore we see by the tzaddikim hamiyuchadim, by the tzaddikei yisoid olam, tzaddikei emes, that Ahavas Yisrael, there was a hagdasha on Ahavas Yisrael, ad b'li sof, which didn't mean an act of showing love necessarily externally, but a tolerance, a patience, and a deep understanding that this person standing in front of me carries a secret that I can never come to understand. That as Rabbi Nosson of Nimvarov says, there's nothing more difficult, there's no harder sugya in the world than another yid. And that applies even more so to ourselves. But the hardest thing in the world to know, Rabbi Nosson says, is to know where I stand in this world. But to be makabel each and every yid, and I saw either from the Apta Rav, whose yartzeit might be tonight, I definitely saw the Rebbe brought it down. I saw it this week, I don't remember where, that if Klal Yisrael had to accept the Torah prior to receiving the Torah, that means that they were asked about each mitzvah. Which means that prior to Kabbalah HaTorah, each and every yid from Klal Yisrael was asked, are you ready to be makabel upon yourself? The Ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha. The Ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha. Are you prepared to love every other Jew as you love yourself? And Klal Yisrael accepted that call, which means that there's a demand in a Mesiras Nefesh, but a latent ability to love every yid the way that we love ourselves. More often than not, the difficulty with understanding the sugya is the difficulty with understanding what the word love means. Right? To love oneself is a hard enough concept. The word love is a broken word. What it means is to give space to each and every other yid and to recognize that in the face of this other person, I am smaller. That the sheer presence of another yid's face and my awareness of the power of what a yid is naturally brings me to a place of bittul, and bittul offers space to another person. And most fundamentally, it ensures, forget being kind to another, it ensures that I don't want to cause any element of pain to another human being, ever. And with this, we're going to read the words of the tzaddik. The words of the tzaddik in this context carry far more weight than any explanation can, and that's true in all contexts. But I wanted to contextualize a little bit of what we're going to be speaking about. Hine b'chol echad me'Yisrael. And this is a shalashudas drasha that was given Parshas Vayikra, in Tavshin Samech Ches, so these were earlier years. The Rebbe started giving over in Tavshin Samech Dalet in a revealed way, so Tavshin Samech Ches was already earlier years. One of the most remarkable things about learning the Rebbe's Torah is that you're learning the Rebbe, let's say, in the Ayin Aleph, Ayin Beis, Ayin Gimel. You're learning the Rebbe in Pei Aleph, Pei Beis, Pei Gimel. It's not only the same, it's the exact same Torah as it was in Samach Dalet, Samach Hei, Samach Vav. It's an Indian of Emes, that the Aleph to the Mem to the Tuf, it's the same. Sure, there are new sugyas that reveal the concepts in a deeper way, but the Torah is B'li Shinoi. It's the same Nekudos from the beginning to the end. With regards to each and every person from Klal Yisrael, Yesh lo nekuda pratis ba'avodas Hashem she'ein b'chol echad me'Yisrael. Each and every Yid carries within themselves a particular element, a particular secret of avodas Hashem that no other human being is capable of carrying. The Chiddush Arim very famously says that each and every person, each and every Yid, has a nekudas hachein that is mis'ala to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a point of grace that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees and loves in that person that no other Jew in the history of existence can offer. And when I accidentally or deliberately cause some weakening of the das of another yid by causing them some discomfort psychologically, physically, chas v'shalom, not only am I not accomplishing the love that I need to have for that other person, but I am causing a nullification of this yid's avoida. This yid that I'm bothering, this yid that I'm honking at, this yid that I'm adding a little bit more frustration at because I feel that I'm allowed to, I feel justified in my anger, I am also being goyrim for his avodas Hashem to be nifsak for that second, which is taking away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu a nekuda of chen kavyachol that he's not getting from anybody else.
Where is one by the line between that and chinuch?
Chain and chinuch. Okay, so it's a tremendous question, and chain and chinuch are obviously the same lashon, right? As the Mittler Rebbe points out, so chinuch has to be bederach chain, but in chinuch, when a person's child, I can't speak about chinuch. Halavai should be zocher to speak about chinuch.
Another year.
B'shoyel b'shamayim, and at that point, when a person is goyrim a certain sar, alma v'lama hivsik ploini lavoy des Hashem l'rega, in shamayim they're going to say, what happened to this nekuda of chain? What happened to this point of pleasure that was ascendant from this particular yid? At that point in Shemayim, it's going to be misbarer. It's going to be clarified. Shakol lachol hayamachmas agmas nefesh ezesha garamlo. The cause of that discrepancy and that breakage and that other individual's ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the result of the agmas nefesh that was, here we're talking about deliberately caused agmas nefesh. There are gradations to the care that one must place in their lives to ensure that they don't even bring themselves to a place where they can be goyrim tsar to another yid. But we're not talking about the accidental tsar that we cause simply because of our own self-centeredness. That's a natural kind of hazard of being a human being. Most people are self-centered, and by nature a self-centered creature is not necessarily paying attention to the needs of each and other person. Here we're talking, at least in my humble understanding, of any element of deliberate frustration or causing of pain, which includes justifiable resentments that we hold against other people. Even if I'm justified, it does not give me an excuse to be goyim any element of agmas nefesh to another yid. Oy la oisai busha v'chima. U'lachein aleinu l'estavik p'derech ha'bal shem tov. And therefore, it is upon us, it is incumbent upon us to attach ourselves and to cleave ourselves to the path of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. What is it that allowed all of the worlds to be opened in front of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh? It was not his sigufim, it was not his dveikus b'Hashem, it was not his emunah b'Hashem. And again, the Baal Shem Tov was at the top level of all of these dargos. But what was it that opened up all of the worlds for the Baal Shem Tov? Shelo haya oylem echad shahaya sagur b'fanav, that there was not one world that was closed off in front of the Heilige Baal Shem Tov. Like all of the tzaddikim, like the Gra, the Baal Shem Tov, they're all mekusharim to the nekuda of the das of Moshe. Hakol lachol haliyadei ahavas Yisrael. All of it was opened up through ahavas Yisrael, through the ability to believe in the neshama that rests at the heart of each and every yid. Hiloi rak shehit yagei alis pal b'misiris nefesh mamish. Elohim shechal kol nefesh me Yisrael bonne chayu mezayne v'shefa ruchani. Not only was there a tefillah to be zoicha to see other yidin, but there was a deep desire to be mamshich bana chayu mezoina to each and every yid. It's not enough to not bother a yid. The need is to want this yid to have hatzlacha, which is a hard thing from a psychological perspective, whereas the Baal HaSulam says, there's really no tsar in this world. All there is jealousy. all tsar comes from the sense that this person has that, and therefore I don't have this. I have a little because that person has a lot. And kinnah is the goyrim, is the cause of all discrepancies and all desire to be better than the other, to acquire more, to eat more, to have more. It's the root of capitalism. It's the root of all things. The ikra kol haya nekuda says klalus v'achdus im nishmas Yisrael. The ikra nekuda was the deep connectivity and the inclusion within the unity of the souls of Klal Yisrael. V'amru chazal, and chazal tell us, shabiyam hadin, in the day of judgment, shoyelim asa adam, what's going to be asked to the individual is hamlachta es chavercha alacha benachas. Rav Chaim Vital in Shari Kedusha, in Chelek Beis Sharbeis, says that Chazal of Lashon, that not only will be asked if we were noisin v'noitel ba'amuna, if we had kashrus and mammon, if we were mitzapa to geula, but did I give kingship to my friend benachas? Meaning in the positioning of relationality between another person in this world, that I allow myself to take the position of potentially being wrong and not having everything to say. That I put myself second in order that the other person can have space to express themselves. Hamlachta es chavercha alecha benachas. Have you crowned your friend upon you with nachas? Hainu, what does this mean, says the Rebbe? Sheshoyelim oisai haim hisnagta im chaver kamei melech. Did you treat your friend like they were a melech? And as Rabbeinu tells us, each and every yid is a melech over something. Each and every person is a melech over something. And therefore, each and every person deserves to be treated like a melech. And the question of a friend is, did you show your friend that they're a melech? Were you able to allow them to see their malchus? Ahim hergashta chashivas b'chol echad me'yisrael k'may melech. Have you been able to feel the chashivas, the significance of each and every yid, as if they were a melech? They may be a destitute king, they may be in a forlorn king who's lost their kingship long ago, they may be a king who's holding over a kingdom that's never been theirs, but nevertheless, they're a king. La'asos cheshbon b'chol tnua v'tnua im kivedes chaveiro k'roi. And to make a cheshbon with any movement or any gesture that I engage in as to whether I am approaching my friend with the kavod that they need, that they desire. The kol shekein shelo lifgoa b'chavod chavero b'kavana rachmano litzlan. And all the more so, forget about the asei tov here, the tzur meira, is ensure that you're not causing agmas nefesh to someone and you're not being mezalzel another yid. Ze masha bal shem tov pasach derechayim l'chol tamidov. This is the pathway that the Baal Shem Tov has opened up in front of all of his students. The Chola Mekusharim Lav Ad Bias Goyal. And all those who are Mekushar to him until the coming of the Messiah is the question of, do you love your friend? And a friend is Klal Yisrael. Do you recognize the Neshama? Kol Ma Shepasach Lahem Olamos Elyonim. Every world that has been opened up by the Baal Shem Tov and by the Tzadikim for the Talmidim, Shekol Echad Me Yisrael Bevada Yachol Lahasi Kol Zos. The Baal Shem Tov, the Tzaddikim opened up that we can all do this. It's not a question of possibility. Tendency towards anger, tendency towards holding resentments, istinus, yekit, whatever the reason is that I find myself frustrated, even if I'm amongst the worst of the worst, it doesn't make a difference. It's just a harder avoida now to be melam mitzchus. Somebody being frustrating, somebody being annoying is a hechsher mitzvah to limud zchus. It's not a reason not to be melam mitzchus. It's a new opportunity to overcome and be melam mitzchus. V'atnai eson lazehu ahavas chaverim. And the way to learn to love Klal Yisrael is to love your friend. Rabbeinu says, Rabbi Nachman says, there are shlosha nekudos in this world. Maharash said, the problem with so many people is that we remember two of the nekudos of chibur that Rabbeinu brought down, but we forgot the third. There's the nekuda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's the nekuda of the tzaddik, and there's the nekuda of the chaver. And yes, we have a deep hiskashus to the nekuda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the nekuda of the tzaddik, but to the nekuda of HaChaver, we tend to forget. Bala Sulam said that the ikar nekuda of bechira that a person has in this world is chevra. Everything else is foreseen from the get-go. What we get to choose is who we hang out with. Beis Yisrael of Gur, Schusia Ganalenu, said that Chazal, when they tell us, Haba l'tayr mesayin oso, that someone who comes to purify themselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers help, because the game is rigged in the end, Hashem wants us to be matzliach. How do they help? They help with a good friend. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mazmin a chaver, nekudas a chaver, a chibur, a question of connectivity. And we see where a chaver comes from. Rav Moshe Weinberger Shlita gave a shiur a few years ago on Shabbos Shuva about the shirish of a chaver. The first time that we see the notion of a chaver given over was with Yehuda in the encounter with Tamar. I'm forgetting the name of his friend, but his friend brought back. He said, you have to go get my staff and my coat because I'm in a stuck spot right now. Isha Adulami. Isha Adulami. That's the first place that we see the secret of friendship. Someone who is there. Someone who is there. And Ish, we can say, is Rosh Tevos Ein Shem Yeyesh, because a friend is someone who's there to tell you Ein Shem Yeyesh. Rabbi Nassan says as follows. Rabbi Nassan says, based on the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Hayoshevet Baganim Chaverim Makshivim Lekolich, those who sit in the gardens listening to the voices of friends, Rabbi Nassan says something incredible. He says, the Zohar HaKadosh says as follows, the language of a gan, of a garden, is also the language of gnus, something disgusting. So what does it mean, Hayoshevet Baganim Chaverim Makshivim? Hayoshvim Begnusa Da'alma. Those who sit amongst the filth of the world, those who find themselves stuck in the lower places in this world, those who feel the gnus of this world, the only way to get through is to find the friend who's willing to sit with you there. And this nekuda of avas chaverim is only a hechsher mitzvah to avas Yisrael. If I can learn to love a friend, I can learn to love Klal Yisrael. Rabbeinu also says, I believe, that a person in his boydidus has to learn to talk to Rabbeinu Shlalom like they talk to a friend. And I could speak for myself, there's a very intense difficulty in learning what it means to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But perhaps the problem is not so much talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's about talking to a friend. If a person knows how to talk to a friend, they'll know how to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
How are you finding love?
Love here? Avas echpatiyut. Caring. Caring that I should not be goyrim tsar to the other. Enough. A desire, ahava, causes me to remove myself from my self-centeredness for a second. Right? Without ahava, it's self-centeredness. Ahava is the ha'ataka, the movement away from my self-centeredness, which naturally is giving of my attention. Right? We know from Rav Dessler, Schlusi Hagen Aleinu, that ahava is hav, it's a givingness. It's giving of myself. It's giving of my space, giving of my presence as an individual. V'zois noda bebitcha, and it's known with absolute clarity, with trust, shekol zman she'in mekablam al atzmenu, shela'oylem va'ed lo nigrom agmas nefesh le'echad me'yisrael b'kavana, that as long as we have not accepted upon ourselves forever, but each day as its own forever, each day we accept upon ourselves that we should not cause any agmas nefesh deliberately to another Jew, lo nizke l'or hadvikas b'ashem l'achias b'ora b'ashem tov kadosh. A person has not begun to live in the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a person has not begun to walk down the path of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. V'yesh l'zayir b'zeh ma'oid, and there's a lot of care that needs to be given to this, ki ha-samech mem ma'akem es ha-roish b'kama v'kama tirutzim shoynim u'mushunim ad shenidme la'odam shaboyfen kazeh mutar u'kadayma. There is no end to the rationalizations and justifications that our minds will go to in order to validate the resentments or the frustration or the anger that we have to another yid. Hare benevelus v'trefos hayashoyel es haravim ze kasher. Right, when it comes to kashers, we talk to a rabbi, we ask about whether it's kasher mutter. V'loya zarek stam lepiv nevela v'trefa. We wouldn't throw a nevela or a trefa into our mouth without being mavarer. Kol shekein levgoa b'chavid chaveru b'eza oifen shehu. All the more so to cause any element of degradation or pain to that individual. There's nothing more intense than this. All the more so embarrassment, which in accordance with the Das of Toisvois, that klal still stands. Right, as Rabbeinu points out, that you cause the whiteness in the face, and that's taking the blood away from a person's face, which is considered an act of chariga. We have to kill ourselves, so to speak, with effort to overcome the desire to be flippant with our words. The Vilna Gaon, Schlusi Hagen Aleinu, when he left his family to come to Eretz Yisrael in the guise of Mashiach ben Yosef, to settle the land, to do what he needed to do to bring Mashiach Tzidkenu, he wrote the famous Igeres Hagra. And in that Igeres Hagra, there's a keta that reads as follows. There's a sentence. He wrote this to his family. Kol rega v'rega sh'adam soysem espiv zoyche litoim tam or hagamiz. Every moment that a person closes their mouths, they merit to taste the light of the or hagamiz. And what the Meforshim say, it's not don't open your mouth because we don't want to hear you speak. Chas v'shalom, each yid has a lot to say. It's when you close your mouth, when you feel that you're justified in having something to say against somebody else, when you close your mouth at that point, You're zoicha to a time of oraganas because you were moiser nefesh to overcome what comes most naturally, which is talking about other people. Ve'eich yikal roisha b'chamuros sh'b'chamuros. V'yeish ha'medame b'nafshem sh'em anovim v'shvelim. And there are those who have imagined in their minds, like we spoke about last week, that they've reached this darga of anova and shiflus. It appears apparent to them that they know full well the pathways of true humility. Aval be'emes einokein. But in truth, this is not the case. Hagam shekol echad mevakesh v'nafshi la'afar chichol tiyah. That even though we all daven three times a day, that my spirit should be like dust in front of anybody. And Rabbeinu says as follows, he says that just like the dust is the birthplace of all the valuable objects and all the valuable diamonds, and it's stamped upon and it's trodden upon by every other individual, but it gives back the best of itself, so too a person has to make themselves small, small, small. Again, we need other classes on codependency. We're talking about healthy individuals here, yeah, where we have a healthy sense of ourselves. Okay? We say it, but we never give any attention to what this might actually mean to have our souls be like dust for everybody. And the only way to begin this is to actually make some effort to ensure that in my day-to-day happenings, I am, a part of my considerations is how can I ensure that I'm not going to cause anybody tsar here. And again, the added honk is a tsar, the added look is a tsar, as justified as it is, and Lord knows it's justified nearly all the time in our own minds. But the justification of all of it is just there to make the avoida of Mesiras Nefesh even more. That even though I have all of these cheshbonos, I'm not to hurt because it's hard. It's hard to judge somebody favorably, but before we can judge somebody favorably, we have to at least care. The first thing is zihirut, care. I can say I'm going to judge everybody favorably, but as I'm driving down the street, I'm cutting people off. I'm not returning a cart. I'm littering. I'm doing this, that, or the other thing. And all of that stems from a lo ichpatiyut. It's not a meanness. It's not a hatred. It's a carelessness, which is the general posture of most people in this world, or all people. So the first entryway into the avoida here is to not care, is to begin to care. Ichpatli, what is going on in the other person's. And it's much harder, meaning coming from America in a place of St. Louis, this is fine, because there's no Yid in there. But here in Eretz Yisrael, meaning the problem is every person who's driving you crazy in traffic is a Yid, right? And so then you have to really kind of hold cup.
Isn't it a reflection upon oneself?
Sure, in the sense of the Baal Shem Tov's mirror principle, that what I see in other people is a reflection on me, which might not be what you're saying, meaning the thing...
Hearing maybe should be a reflection on something that you have to work on yourself, that you'll be able to give space to
Sure. Meaning I see someone driving like a madman and I have to realize, okay, maybe there's a place in my life where I drive like a madman. I think that that's a fundamental sugya to enter into. But even before the complication of the sugya, to realize that my tendency towards anger and frustration and resentments towards others is my stuff, right? If I was in a place of calmness and in a place of true bittul, of not being in control and being okay with that, then the fact that other people are causing me to feel out of control would not be nogeya to me, because I'm already out of control. What's the chiddush? You caused me to realize I'm not out of control. I never thought I was. If I think I'm in control, then naturally the anger response, resentment, is a natural response, I believe, to a feeling of control being taken away from a person. And when control is taken away from a person, there's a natural desire to double down on our attempts at control, which gets us even more frustrated. We raise our voice. We clench tighter. But if I operate with the perspective that nafshi ka'afar l'chol tiyah, I'm not in control anyway, so then mamela, anytime I'm getting angry, it's because I'm being medama myself to being in control. And then once a person has that, then you can go into the particular avoida of why is what this person is doing over here causing a reaction in me. But I think that's a shlav nosefet, right? That's being super from about it. To be simply from about it is to realize that I don't have a right to get angry at anybody. It's not my space. I'm not in control anyway. Only when we spend time contemplating not causing pain to our friends or others. And in addition to not causing pain, also to believe in the secret of the unity of Klal Yisrael. Not only, like Nati was saying, not only to approach the Sur Meira, no resentments, no regrets, no hard feelings. Because in the end of the day, that is only causing me harm. Most of the time that I'm walking around with my anger and frustration against the 10 people who have wronged me today, they're not even aware of it. And therefore, I'm walking around, as they say, I'm drinking poison, thinking I'm going to hurt the other person. Right? Those resentments are just kind of holding on to frustration and anger when the other person has walked away, likely unaware that they've caused me any element of pain whatsoever. Most people are careless and self-centered and not mean. A mean person deliberately hurts. A careless person does it accidentally. So for me to hold on to my kpedis and my resentments towards that accident that the other person caused, it's all dimionos. I'm the one carrying around that frustration. And at the end of the night anyway, I'm going to have to say, Rabbanu Shleilam, help me take off this garment of resentment. Harini mochel l'chol mi. I forgive everybody. All the more so how beneficial it would be to be able to do this in the moment. Or 5 minutes, every hour to check in and see where are my resentments at and let me forgive. Because otherwise, by the time I make it to Minyan, I'm already angry, frustrated at 12 people, and then I'm supposed to sit and daven. Because I'm holding on to the resentments of all of the frustrations and hurts. The way I understand is that it's pogaya to the individual. Now, there are mechanisms of thinking, right, where we tend to begin to see that the impact of our thought can have some sort of practical impact, right, very much associated that, like, if I bring negative thoughts into the situation, then that person may have some sort of element that my negative thinking can influence the other person. Certainly true, and it's written in the books, but I think, as I understand it for myself, that's already like a spiritual lofty level. Adraba, it's like if I'm thinking negatively, then naturally I'm going to treat that person negatively. Right? You see this in Rabbeinu also, in Torah Resh Pei Beis, that if I'm melamed zchus on another person, then be'emes that person has an aliyas b'schus, with the implication being that there's an almost lahavdil, a magical power to thinking. That if I think and I have this like lahavdil alfei avdalos, these laws of attraction in my mind, if I think hard enough, then that person will be impacted by my thoughts. That's not necessarily untrue, but it's a very delicate path in between that and avodah zarah. Because we gave a shiur based on the Rebbe that the power of thinking is not that thought is powerful enough to create a change. It's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created a mechanism called thinking, which when we access it properly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries out the positive expression of that thought. So Mila, the thinking will have an impact one way or another, but it's not because of a law of attraction, and it's not because I've brought that energy, so to speak, into reality. Does that make sense?
Connected to that energy.
Connected in one way or another. Spooky action at a distance. We don't know how or why, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the thought and does what he does with the thought. But it's not that a thought has any power, you know, bifnei atzmo. Our own thinking can impact our spiritual functioning, but when you learn Resh Pei Beis, there's many levels to learn Resh Pei Beis, but by me judging somebody favorably, I can then truly see the favor within that person. And when I can see the favor within that person, then mamela, I'm going to treat that person differently. And mamela, if I treat that person differently, they're going to react differently. And then it creates a natural expression and an outgrowth of nekudas tovos, even from a psychological, educational perspective. Absolutely. Reya Mahuvim. The tzaddikim take upon themselves the willingness to be melamed zchus and other yidden, even when it's goyrim tsar to me. I'm not a rav, so I'm not able to say. From my understanding, I would say that first and foremost, health, right? It's very easy for a person to want to give of themselves, give, until there's nothing left, because it's sometimes easier to have nothing left for me than it is to actually look at myself. Right, so I think the klal gadol is v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. There has to be a kamoicha first. There has to be a point of reference. There has to be a love that I have towards myself, which is the ability to have boundaries and the ability to know what's good for me and what's not bad, what's healthy for me. starts with the by tzaddikim. It might be different, meaning Rabbi Nosson saying that a person has to be moisa nefesh ad garma satsar. It's not a raya because Rabbi Nosson is writing it. Meaning Rabbi Nosson is saying this about himself. And again, one can say Rabbi Nosson is speaking to each person, but I think that it comes after a darga of self-assuredness and healthy levels of bittul.
We're talking about every Jew, so yes, I'm talking to you guys. You guys, like, it's awesome. It's like mechazik me more than others, but like there is Jews out there that the interaction can really hurt.
Sure. Absolutely, and being malamed tzchus is not ignoring the hurt.
Yeah.
It's ignoring the deliberate cause of the hurt. It's unwilling to identify my hurt with the person who caused it. I'm feeling now an anger, or focus on the emotion. I'm feeling anger as a result of an encounter with another person. Spending time focusing on the person who caused me that anger is just going to lead to negativity. That doesn't mean I have to spend more time with this person in my life. God forbid. Right, that's not Malamed Schus doesn't mean let me go and spend time with every person. Find a nekuda tova in it, exactly, and a nekuda tova in how I'm feeling as well. Right, all of my stuff, all elements of my stuff. Yeah. I like that. But aleinu lizkor tamid, and we have to remember always shekol kpeda umechitza sheshoyvrim umevatlim ben echad lechaveru. We have to keep in mind that every resentment and every partition that we shatter that stands in between us and another person, mishaber bazeh kol hamachitzos v'astaros lamala. When I overcome the tendency towards anger and I break down the wall separating me from another yid, I'm breaking down the barriers that block the lights from above from coming down. Ve'ein shum tzara ba'olam, and there is no pain in the world, no suffering in the world. She'i efshar lipoil la Yeshua amitis ayidei shemeshaber mechitzos umevatim machlokas meYisrael. There is no amount of suffering or decree on Klal Yisrael that cannot be shattered by the overcoming of machlokas and Klal Yisrael. But again, that has to first and foremost happen by overcoming machlokas within ourselves. That shalom bin adam l'chaveiro is rooted in shalom bin adam l'atzmo, and not to be libo cholek ala makom. And not to say, if only I was there, if only I had this, or if only it was like this. But to find shalom panimi and to be okay with the circumstances, no matter what the fissure may be, that creates the opportunity to break down the walls that separate other people. Elagam, okay. Loi ki chalila kishyesh mechitzos ben adam l'chaveiro b'chol minei terutzim shasam mebal b'arosh. That because whenever there's machlokas, no matter how many rationalizations and good, valid reasons there are for that machlokas, loy bazeh haderech bachar Hashem. This is not how Hashem chose to reveal himself in the world. Machlokas tzadikim amitim is a different thing. That's a choyrish and a koitzer. That's two different expressions of metzias. And as the Gra points out, as Rav Chaim Lashner points out in his Haktama to Nefesh HaChaim and his Haktama in the beginning of Safer Ditzniusa, when tzadikim argue, true tzadikim, then our job is to kind of just step back and let that experience take its place. Because there are tzaddikim who are hidden like the Levyasan of the sea, and there are tzaddikim who are revealed like the Shor Habar of the land. And those two tzaddikim have different mahalchim. And for everybody else, they just, you know, when Yehuda is poigesh with Yosef, v'yigash elav Yehuda, everybody else steps back. Because that's the takruvas, the malka b'malka. Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, there's a shinui there, but that's not the machlokas we're talking about. Vatzadikim beemes yoidim, and the tzadikim know shakeev hagadol biyoter shalashchina hakadoshu hu aydema she'in noyagim kavod echad l'chaveru. Tzadikim know that the biggest cause of pain towards the shchina hakadoshu kavyachol is the machlokas, is the lack of shalom, is the pain that we cause by not engaging each and every person with the kavod haro'i. And kavod just means presence. Kavod is kvedus. The person weighs something. There's a person in front of me right now. Ichbatli. I have to care. I'm not the only person in the scenario. And all of the ge'ula is tali in zeh. Yes, we need all sorts of spiritual strength in order to create and bring about the full redemption. It's all dependent upon us. Hashem has certainly given us the strength necessary, and the tool that we need to find this strength in is the unity between Nishmas Yisrael. Ki kol echad mei Yisrael hu chelek eloi kai mimal. Because every Jew is a chelek eloi kai mimal. V'chol b'nei Yisrael him achdus alekus. And b'nei Yisrael, when they're meuchad, it's a giloi of alekus in this world. It's the giloi of the Shechina. The Isser Gomer hu lehistakel al chitzonius ha'adam. It is a fundamental prohibition. It is usher to look at the individual externally. Ki kol echad mei Yisrael yakar ma'oid b'enei Hashem ka'avanim toivois of margalos. That each and every yid is as precious in the eyes of the Rabbanu Shel Olam as a precious stone or a diamond. So, and even though externally it appears that there's someone who's causing me pain, or causing me distinction, that there may be a person who's causing me an unbearable level of pain. I need and I have to look at them with an inner vision that sees them as a beautiful stone in the crown of God. That doesn't mean I have to hang out with that stone. Doesn't mean I have to continue taking that abuse, God forbid. But it does mean that I separate myself from that person and then I'm done thinking about that person. It's no longer about that person. Even if it's Mamash Rasha, it's Mashmahir. There's halachos about, you know, what level of, what, ad kedei kach, but b'derech klal, every yid b'fnei atzmo, these halachos apply to. If that person is now causing certain elements of tsar, so there's halacha categories of this, but generally the klal gadol is what happened with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir was davening for the sinners to die. And Rebbetzin Bruya, and Bruya means Barer Yud Kei, which is the clarity of what a Kaddish Baruch Hu truly wants, was that stop davening that they die, stop davening that they suffer, daven that the Chatoyim should be taken away from the land. So even when we see a Rasha, Gam Rasha, B'yom Rishaso, I think fundamentally, Reish Pei Beis in Lekutei Maran says that each and every person has a Nekuda Tova, each and every person. Again, there's a separate sector of halachos of how one deals with someone who qualifies halachically as a Rasha, right? If it's a Choytu Machte, if it's a Moiser, God forbid. But again, all of those halachic realities do not take away the need to be Melamed Tzchus on a person. Limud Tzchus does not necessarily mean I have to act with Tzchus. But even Pinchas, right? Pinchas we see. He's gifted with the bracha of shalom for an act of kanos. Why? Because he held on to the deep awareness that even as I'm engaged in this act of kanos, it's not against Nishmas Yisrael, God forbid. It's against a foreign element in Nishmas Yisrael or against the actions of Nishmas Yisrael, but it's never against Nishmas Yisrael itself. Because b'pnimi, it's a tachelak alay kamimal. And when I learn to look at somebody else with positivity, then maybe I can learn to look at myself with positive eyes as well. When I go through that thought experiment of finding the kudos tovos in other people throughout the day, maybe they're driving somewhere. And again, the rationalizations to find the nekuda tova do not need to be true. It makes no difference if they're true or not. As the Baal Tanya says, the name of the Magid of Mizrich, Perek Chav Zayin in Tanya, I believe, and he brings it again in Perek Mem Vav, that what happens when love dies? What happens when Ahava falls into disarray and a person can't uncover love anymore? So then we have to look at a very strange pasuk which says, Beis Yaakov Asher Pada Es Avraham, the house of Yaakov who came to redeem Avraham. And Chazal say that Avraham was saved from the Kivshan Ha'esh B'schus Yaakov. All the tzaddikim ask, Yaakov comes after Avram. How is it that Yaakov saved Avram? So Zak the Magir HaKadosh, that the midah of Avraham is Ahava, and the midah of Yaakov is Rachamim, compassion, empathy. So what happens when love dies? What happens when Ahava can no longer be accessed anymore? At that point, the person has to learn to uncover the Ahava Mesuteris by way of Rachmanas, by being compassionate and empathic on the other individual. They're human. They didn't mean to be this way. They don't mean to behave this way. When they were five, their plan was not to be this miserable to me. And in that way, we tend to allow the discrepancies to fall away, and we realize that at the end of the day, they're a human being just like I am, and we come to love them.
So how does that work with Yaakov?
Yaakov's midah is rachamim. So Yaakov, asher padas Avram, it's rachamim that redeems love. When love of Avram has fallen, it's the rachmanus, the compassion and the empathy that we can have on the other person that allows us to come back to love them. And And for this type of work, it demands an element of Mesiris Nefesh, an overcoming of my natural tendency. Not only is this the healthiest ethical and moral way to function, but it's also the thing that gives a fullness to the name of Shem Havaya. Shari Nishmas Yisrael Mu'uchadim Heim B'Shem Havaya Baruch Hu. There's types of Yidin. It's much easier to have Rachmanis. The world needs Rachmanis. Rachamim Rabim. It's much easier. Yeah, and then by the time you're done, when you go through a little bit of a thought experiment in Rachmanis, instead of wanting to yell at them or honk or be mad, you want to get out and hug them and cry with them because we're both in this together.
That's more practical than dealing with the Russia.
Exactly. Rachmanis.
Trying to bring yourself to the love of the Russia.
Exactly. Just say, they didn't mean... Right. Imagine them. Imagine when they were 5 and asked, what do you want to be when you grow up? This is not what they wanted to do. They didn't wake up this morning because they felt good about themselves and wanted to ruin my day. Clearly something happened to them, and if that happened to them, I have to fight it with Rachmanis. Again, it doesn't mean ignoring what I'm feeling, but it means approaching them with an element of Rachmanis. Because there's Jews who are connected to the Yud, there's Chachmadika Jews, there's Hey Jews, Bina Jews, Vav Jews, Chesed Jews, Gvura Jews, every different facet of Klal Yisrael can be broken up. Svardim, Ashkenazim, different Hashkafos, everything can find its expression in the Shem Havaya, one os or another, and the different permutations of the name. And the full collective unity of Klal Yisrael in all of their disparate parts that reveal the general body of Klal Yisrael, that's the secret of Hashlam Hashem Havaya. That Kavyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is not Shalem until Amalek is gone. And Amalek is the inability to see the Tov in another Jew. And as long as that inability is present, then the Shem Havaya is not Shalem, as the Rebbe is going to say. Ve'ein Shmo Yisbarach Shalem kol zman she'ein akisei Shalem al yidei sinas chinam. There is nothing that prevents me from grasping the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than the pirud halavavos, than the separation of the hearts of Klal Yisrael. Shezeh merachei ka'adam ma'od. This causes a profound distance in the life of a person. V'chol zeh ki eino moser nafsho al'inyan ha'achdus b'lev echad. Because a person has not called to mind the need to overcome my natural tendency to judge and instead to find love or compassion. That's what Mesiris Nefesh means here. Mesiris Nefesh simply means overcoming my most natural tendency to judge. Stopping my thought and thinking otherwise is Mesiris Nefesh. That's what Mesiris Nefesh is. The willingness, as the Chazon Ish says, people make a mistake. There's not a lot of bad midos in the world. There's really only one general midah hakoleles that is goreim every other negative character trait. And it's referred to as haznacha sachayim lezerim hativi, the abandonment of life to the natural proclivity of the self, to do what comes most easily in this moment. Mesiris Nefesh is to stop and do the opposite, or do something different. That's the Mesiris Nefesh. And here, in judging others, it is fundamental. This is the entire avoid of the tzaddikim, shemoisrim nafsham avur kol echad meyisrael, that they give their lives mamish for every Jew. Like we know from the Halakha of Yom Melech, no matter who it was, he would have given himself over. Even though we're very far from this darga, and Hashem is not demanding more than we're capable of doing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu requests of each and every individual to put effort in accordance with their capacity into this avodah. Shebe madrega pshuta ma'od, on a very simple level. Lasus cheshbon nefesh lisboinim eno mitzar is a nefesh Yisrael. The beginning of the day, to have in mind when I get into my car, Hashem, help me not cause any pain to another Jew, whether it's by way of my anger, my frustration, my short-temperedness, my arrogance, whatever it might be. And then do it the next time I get into the car. I don't have to do it for more than one car ride at a time. And when I walk into my home, I kiss the mezuzah and I say, Hashem, help me recognize that I can't cause anyone in this home pain right now. Or when I'm at my job or when I'm in shul, it's easy to break it up into bite-sized manageable pieces like that. And so too, at the end of the day or at the end of that moment, to find forgiveness, to realize it's not about me. Forgiveness doesn't mean letting go of the frustration or the pain. It means realizing that this person didn't do it deliberately. And this is also actual Mesiris Nefesh. Because in truth, there is a form of false love of Klal Yisrael. So if I daven for someone who's not feeling well, or if I daven for someone, and in that sense, I've accomplished the mitzvah of Aves Yisrael. You haven't made your friend the king at this point. You haven't revealed the power of that yid that nobody else in the history of the world has had. I'm sorry. When I'm not focusing on the depth of it, it's not true Aves Yisrael. Kitzarech achdus amiti belevu benefesh. Hine anu oimdim lekabel ayom tov hakadosh de Pesach. Bevadei kol echad mevachish lahachin nafshei lekabel or karoi bischatzus v'soros halev b'simchas v'chayis. Yes, we're coming closer to Yantif, and all of us desire to prepare ourselves properly to receive the renewal of the light of Pesach and that Hesoros Halev that comes down with vitality and joy. How do we do it? We have to destroy Amalek. We have to destroy Amalek in order to be Mekayim it, as Rabbeinu says in Torah Lamed. Amalek is Gematria Ram. Amalek is the sense of haughtiness, is a sense of self-importance, is a sense of being the most important in the scenario. And that's the aspect of Ram Levavecha V'Shachachdas Hashem. That when my heart is haughty, when I feel that I'm the most significant in this encounter, at that point I begin to forget the name of Hashem. V'zeu Iker HaPagam Da'Amalek. And this is the essential issue that Amalek brings. Masha Adam Machsik Atzmo Ram Umenusa Yoter Mechavero. That a person thinks that they're better than their friends for one reason or another. Whatever it is, because of my nekuda sachein, kilo, I'm better than your nekuda sachein. That's the nekuda of Amalek. Ram levavecha v'shachachta es Hashem. V'haderech limcho es Amalek v'hagaiva. And how do we come to erase Amalek and gaiva? It's the bechina of zachar es asher asalecha. Haynu l'shmor al azikaron. We have to remember this. There's nothing more dangerous in the field of caring about another person than forgetfulness. Because if I forget, I'm lost. The moment I forget to hold deeply and tightly on my need to judge the other favorably and kindly, I'm lost. Because it's so frustrating and people can be so maddening at every moment that without a zikaron, without remembering it perpetually, I'm already lost. Not to forget and not to make myself as if someone who forgot the kavod that my friends need, even if it's a justifiable anger or frustration. Most of the time we're not thinking about what we're doing or we're saying. Because we think that I can't do anything in a different way. But in truth, And it is impossible to judge or to value the nachas ruach and the chayin that comes down when Klal Yisrael cause love between their fellows. And not only the chitzonius, to see myself as the same as every other Jew. Whether it's like the Chazon Ish would say that the fact that I am a Torah observant individual, if one can say that about themselves, is not because of any schus of my own. It's either schus avos or it's a limud, and it's a system that I was born into. But anybody who doesn't operate in the same wavelength can be considered a tinoik shenishba. That the microsystems and the macrosystems and the traumas of their lives have created a space where this was not a possibility for them right now. Even if they had it a moment before. It's not our job to judge anybody. Forget judging favorably, forget judging negatively. Not judging bechlau. Seeing myself as not being in a position to judge. There's a reason a judge sits on top or separate. Because to judge something implies a separation. But when I'm unified, when I sit amongst my people, so there's no judgment whatsoever. All there is Ava Ha'adadis. K'moya Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And like the Baal Shem Tov, Shaloi Hisiach Daisoy Me'ashchina HaKadosha Kol Yimei Chayev Afilu Rega Achas. The Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov were made alav, Shaloi Hisiach Daisoy Klal Me the Shechina. The Baal Shem Tov did not stop thinking about the Shechina HaKadosha for a minute, which means Aves Yisrael, because every Chelek Nishmas Alei Kai Mimal is an aspect of the Shechina. And as the Baal Tanya says in the 32nd parak, Lev HaTanya, each and every nitzutz, when I can see the nitzutz of the Shechina within the other, all the reasons of anger and frustration fall away right away. She'in lanu hasaga bezaklal. We have no idea what it means that the Baal Shem Tov lived on that level. We have no idea. Ki yesh lanu ledasha shechina hakadosha klula mikol nishmas Yisrael. But what we have to understand is that the Shechina is the sum total of all of the souls of Israel. V'chol Yehudi hu ever mishchina hakadosha. And every Jew is a limb of the Shechina kav yachol. Misha roitza l'chaber es ha-shechina k'derech ha-Baal Shem Tov. And someone who wants a connection to God in this world, which is the kavod that we give to the presence of God in this world, which is the Shechina, tzarech lirois eich kol echad me'yisrael u'chelek min ha-shechina hakadosha. A person has to see how each and every person is a chelek of the Shechina. L'kayim hamlachas chaver chalev. And I'm going to read the words of the Rebbe here, which I haven't seen before in a mimer, but I think the topic brings to this word. So we have to spend a lot of time thinking about this. Gevald. Gevald. Gevald, we have to think about this. Hare anu roitzim shiyalanu shaychas and Hashem Yisparach. We want the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lasa yisla Yisparach nachas ruach. We want to bring nachas ruach to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Lichlal ba'avoydes ha-tzadik ha-emes. We want to be mekusher to the tzadikim. U'bo'or ha-toyra u'ba'elukusa Yisparach shemo. V'chol echad ma'achil zois la'atzma y'lebana v'chol d'roitzav. We all want this for ourselves and our children, God willing. But the key towards the path that leads to this is disgusting in the eyes of most of the world. Why? Because if the Shechina is stuck in Afar, then every gate that brings towards elevating the Shechina is going to look like Afar. And nafshi ka'afar l'chol tiyya, making myself small in the face of others or equalizing myself, appears to be bizyonos. I'm not the same as that person. I'm educated, I know Shas, I know this, I know that, I'm smarter, my family's this, I have this, I don't do that, I don't do this. All of that feels like Afar, but that's specifically the gateway towards the Shechina HaKadosha. Misha reitza l'chaber es ha-shechina b'derech ha-Baal Shem Tov. A person has to enter into that place of Afar. Ve'in misha yirmiyehu miroiv oitzem nechitzos ha-inyan. And there's nobody who's willing to dive deep down into it because of how stuck it seems. Because if we truly knew where the gold and the gems were hidden, each and every person would spend all the time in the world loving their fellow. And we're going to end with this paragraph. Each and every person has to judge each and every other yid. Because when Klal Yisrael in galus, ve'oiver aleihem tsarus v'yisurin. Each and every yid suffers an unimaginable amount in this world. Each and every person has their own story of yisurin. Ve'en echad yodeya mashenase b'leiv chaviro. And there's nobody who has any idea what is going on in the heart of their friend. Ve'im haya yodeya hatzaros v'yisurin sheyesh lechaviro b'chol prat b'chol makom. And if a person truly understood the pain and the difficulty that their friend goes through in each moment, haya yodeya ma'alas chashivus kol echad me'yisrael eich she'adayin hu ochez ba'atzma b'yahadus. We would see a miracle in each yid that they're still holding on to anything related to Yiddishkeit. If we understood what was going on in the lives of each person, the mere fact that they're walking in this world and connected to Yiddishkeit would be a nes in our eyes, and it would force me to accept their malchus upon me. Ki l'chol echad me'yisrael yesh chidushim noiraim v'niflaim. Each and every yid is a chidush noira v'nifla that no other yid is. V'nis oirim sha'ashuim elyoinim al yidei kol echad me'yisrael. And there are sha'ashuim and joys and pleasures that ascend to the highest place in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world's kavyachol through each and every Jew. Sha'afilu sha'over kol minei hastaros v'yisurin v'ha'alamos. That even though they've gone through all the concealment and the suffering and the hiddenness, im kol zeh mamshich la'avedes Hashem b'chol koychei u'ma'odo. They're continuing to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of their strength and all of their intensity. And what we see when a person is not functioning in the way that perhaps they should be functioning, it's not on purpose. We say on Yom Kippur, that's what we announce on that most halig day of judgment. The first thing we have to recognize is kikol ha'am bishkaga. Nobody here has done anything deliberately. And then we can sing and dance and say ashamnu, baganu, gazalnu, because we know we didn't do it deliberately. It's not us anymore. Umasharayim lepamim, right? So ena b'mezid, ela b'taus u'b'shogeg, u'kishyis b'aynin, eich kol echad v'echad hu evan toiv. When a person pays attention to the fact that each and every person is an evan toiv, azayisgale b'poyel ha-toiv shal kol echad e-Yisrael. through that, again, this is clearly working off of Resh Pei Beis. That's how the light is going to come out. V'ze ikar hanachas ruach sheyesh laHashem li Yisrael. And Be'ezras Hashem, there's more. I'm going to send out this the file so everyone can see the mimer inside because the words are mamash necessary. But the avoid of Pesach is the avoid of Pesach, to open up our mouths with words of kindness to other people, with words of kimcha de pischa. That's not only something of material support, which is obviously the most fundamental material support when it's needed, but there's also a pesach, a tzedakah that's given by being melamed schus on another person. Tzedakah is tziduk hadin, is judging another person favorably. And with that, we can be zoicha to leave Mitzrayim of our own experiences and to be zoicha to the geula shlema be'ezras Hashem.